This episode of the Omega Contingent is brought to you by the Tampa Bay Steampunk Society and Aethertopia. Imagine a steampunk event like no other, where the genius of steampunk makers is shared and celebrated. This is not a convention. It is an immersive indoor two-day event coming to Tampa, Florida this summer. Find out more at steampunktampa.com.
Pasta Delta, we're not going to make it!
I can't run as fast as you, New.
I noticed! Throw me your crossbow, it's slowing you down!
Catch!
Pasta, we are late!
That was too close.
All they need is one lucky shot. We have got to get this parcel back to the Peregrine.
Or destroy it, I know. How are they gaining on us?
They have horses! Can't you hear them?
Not really. I've got something else on my mind right now. There's the Peregrine.
I hear her. Faster, Delta.
She's leaving without us.
I told you to hurry.
I can't catch the rope ladder, New. It's already 5 yards above the ground and moving away. Can you jump that high?
No. I have an idea. I can fit my grappling hook into your crossbow.
That won't... It worked! You snagged the ladder!
Stop talking so much! Here, catch the other end!
Got it!
Hang on, I'll start climbing.
Hopefully the signal will stop pulling the ship up and giving us a bit more altitude, please!
Hang on the ladder! Start climbing!
Right behind you! Let's get up on deck! I got a few choice words for Omicron right about now.
Ah, there you are.
What the devil was all that about?
You have the documents, I presume?
Yes, Omicron.
Good, well done. Salazar's planning something big, and these documents could lead us right to him.
Hang on. What was the idea of leaving without us?
You were late.
Well, have we ever failed you? Have I ever failed you?
I don't appreciate your tone.
You're going to have to deal with a lot more than my tone. You were leaving. You left us down there.
Of course.
What's the big idea?
Well, exactly that. A big idea. Bigger than you, bigger than me.
Don't give me your high and mighty stuff.
Look, Delta, our mission is more important than any member of this team. Sometimes we have to make sacrifices for the survival and success of the organization. If this ship had been captured, do you have any idea how disastrous it would be?
So what? We have Sigma. We can build another ship.
They would turn the Peregrine into a machine of war, dropping bombs on anyone that got in their way. It only takes one ship like this to become a master of the world.
Yeah, well, they didn't capture the ship, did they? I thought you were loyal. I thought you were my friend.
Friendship has limits, Delta. The Omega Contingent is where I draw the line.
You better think real careful about which side of the line you put yourself on in the future, Omicron. I guess we're not the team I thought we were.
This is no gentleman's club, Delta. This is the Omega Contingent. It's time to climb aboard the airship Peregrine and join her crew of 5 extraordinary individuals. The ninja, the giant, the marksman, the genius, and the alchemist. Share the adventure as they circle the globe in their battle to defeat the chaos and tyranny that threatened to rewrite history. It's time to join the Omega Contingent.
Oh, that's right. It was Sigma's turn to cook.
I know. I dread this all week.
You are so rude.
What? Sigma knows, don't you?
Yes, I know. I'm a horrible cook. I do not pretend to be anything else.
See? Told you.
Yeah, but I don't feel like doing this tonight. We don't have to bring it up every time it's her turn to cook.
You're lucky that's the only thing I bring up every time she cooks.
Good thing for you two is that I am confident in my scientific accomplishments.
I'm pretty happy you decided not to be a cook, though.
But instead of this meatloaf, maybe I should make some kind of food product in my laboratory rather than trying to use these pots and pans. Ah, they are so imprecise.
Cooking isn't about precision, Sigs. It's about style.
This is meatloaf? Really? Ugh, thought it was a brick. You know, like a Sigma brick. One of your inventions. Can we call it that?
Well, if you don't like my bricks, then why don't you just take over my turn cooking every week?
What, to miss all this fun? Not on your life.
Ah, sorry I'm late. What did I miss?
Just the important stuff.
Oh, all right. Well, I've been trying to decipher these documents we got from Salazar's camp.
I can't believe he made it out of the Congo alive.
Agreed. Like a cockroach, that one is. But these documents are obviously important.
Because they are encoded?
Exactly. I'm now quite sure this is no simple substitution cipher. It's like they're using a Hebron Rota machine.
A what?
It's an electromagnetic contraption that changes the encryption key with every letter. But if we don't have the machine...
And we don't have the encryption key...
Then the text is virtually indecipherable. Which leaves us with nothing but this map.
But it does not match any known coastline.
That's some really heavy vellum it's drawn on.
You can't even see through it if you hold it up to the light.
Yes. I presume they really wanted this to last.
Perhaps the coastline it matches simply isn't visible.
You mean like it's, like under something? Like ice, maybe?
Perhaps. That is one possibility.
That would put it near one of the poles, most likely. But how could they map a coastline if we can't? That doesn't make any sense.
True.
Oh, and I thought everything made sense to you, Omicron.
Perhaps it is an island we have not discovered yet.
Well, in that case, the map is useless. All we know is there's an X on some coast on an island that we can't find.
Precisely, which leads us back to...
translating the text.
Which we cannot do.
Which Omicron can't do anyway. But it was worth our lives, apparently.
There is an Ethogram message coming in.
I will get it.
I'll go with you.
Are you done eating?
Yeah. I lost my appetite.
Delta,
I've never seen him like this before.
He is feeling betrayed.
Oh, that's preposterous. He knows what we're doing. He just probably needs time.
Omicron, we've been ordered to return back to headquarters in England. There's been an attack.
Well, then shouldn't we be heading to the scene of the battle?
Headquarters is the scene of the battle.
Oh, good lord. Tell Sigma...
She's already changing course. She said we'll be there just after midnight.
Look, Delta, I understand...
I'm turning in. I'm going to be up by midnight. New, Gamma, good night.
Good night, Delta.
Good night.
He's not going to let go of this easily.
Wait. He is not?
You mean you think I'm...
Aite no nai kenka wa denkinu. One cannot quarrel without an opponent.
I'll take it under advisement. But he doesn't know what I know. I knew it wasn't his time or yours.
Three Sigma!
Hello, Delta.
Where are we? Almost there?
We are just approaching Knoll House now.
I see it. The lamps are lit.
Yes. We will be landing in the main courtyard.
Landing? I thought we didn't land.
I don't like landing the ship. It is very risky.
You're worried about the ship being stolen?
It is more than that. But here we are, and so we will land. Knoll House has a vault courtyard, and it is large enough to fit the Peregrin, so long as we retract the wings, which I am doing right now.
Glad we don't need those to fly.
They just make us look like a bird. We do not fly like a bird. We use anti-serum to create lift.
Apparently, looking like a bird is not a concern around here. This is a pretty secluded countryside. We're, what, about 25 miles outside of London?
About 20 miles from Charing Cross Station, if you need a train.
Whoa, look at that. Looks like they stormed the main house through the parade grounds. The stables are pretty shot up.
I hope the horse is okay.
I kind of hope the people are okay.
We are landing. Go below and wake the others.
I'm on my way.
Omicron. You made it fast. Good.
Miss Pennyworth, are you all right?
Yes, I was in the south wing of the house when they attacked.
What about Mr. Sackville? Is he injured?
No, he's fine. He was in the library at the time. He's now supervising the repairs of the barns.
In the middle of the night?
He's a widower. Nothing better to do, I suppose.
So they came in from the northeast, then?
Yes, they obviously knew the grounds well enough.
Did they get to...
I'll let Emma tell you the details. She's waiting in her office.
Emma? Who's Emma?
She is the operational head of Ocean.
And you don't want to get on her bedside.
That is very good advice, Emma.
Wait, you mean to tell me that we're going to meet Omicron's boss?
Why do you seem so surprised?
I'm not so much surprised as I am just looking forward to this.
Ah, here we are.
That's a bookcase.
We don't exactly advertise the location of the front door. This is why Henry VIII liked this house. Lots of secret passages. Good luck, Omicron. We're all counting on you.
Aren't you coming with us?
No, no, no. I have to realign the guard deployments. We're facing a new kind of threat now. I'm Emma's assistant, not a housemaid.
Down we go.
This is huge.
And this is just one of 24 chambers in the underground portion of the house. Knoll House is what we call a calendar house. There are 365 rooms upstairs, 52 stairwells, 12 entrances, and 7 courtyards, and 24 hidden chambers underground. I'm actually rather partial to this place. That's why I suggested we approach Mr. Sackville to use it. It has a lot of memories for me.
Memories?
Yes. I remember when Elizabeth gave it to her cousin, Thomas Sackville.
So, you remember that, huh? I'm not sure what I believe from you anymore.
Not the time, Delta.
Come.
Emma, I'm sorry about the...
Never mind that. Where the devil have you been? I thought you were supposed to know about these things before they happened.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Astrology is not a perfect science.
Well, make it perfect.
Yes, ma'am.
The situation could not be more serious.
What did they take?
What would be the worst case scenario?
Oh, Lord. They have the plans for the Peregrine.
What? No, they cannot.
This is bad.
Wait, did they get up to the tower?
Yes, Sigma, they did.
They did what? What else did they get?
They stole the antitherium samples from the vault, didn't they?
Only a day late on that one.
So they know how to build a ship like ours.
And with the antitherium, they can get an enormous amount of cargo.
Or men.
Or weapons.
Into the air.
How did they get past the outer perimeter?
They flew in. Remember how you suspected that they had an airship? They do. And using Brayton's new internal combustion engines, no less.
That's how they got to New York before us.
Don't even get me started on New York. Omicron, you let a civilian get killed in your presence.
The guard was unfortunate.
Unfortunate? He was a human being, Omicron. He was no faceless number in your tally of how many you save versus how many they kill. When you handed this organization over to me, I swore I would do whatever it takes to make it a success. You wanted the Omega contingent for yourself, and it seems you've just had one foul up after another.
I'm sorry, Emma. We were taken by surprise.
That seems to be a recurring theme with you.
Yes, ma'am. I've been working on that.
Creating a cover story and compensating his family hardly begins to make up for your incompetence. We can't wash dirty linen in public like this.
No, ma'am.
I have allowed you extreme latitude in your choice of missions and how you execute your plans. You may have started this organization, but now it is my responsibility. Don't make me think I'm backing the wrong horse again. Do I make myself clear?
Crystal clear. But now I know there's definitely something odd about the events of late. Something to do with Gemini, the twins, but I haven't put it all together yet. When I do...
When you finally do, it better not be too late. Now, what clues do you have about where they might have gone with the plans in the antitherium?
We have a map and an encoded document, but we haven't been able to decipher either of them.
I don't want any more excuses, Omicron. Fix it. Don't abominate this situation any worse than it already is.
I know who can decipher it.
Then I suggest you be on your way. Oh, And Sigma?
Yes, ma'am.
I suggest you fill Omicron in on the rest of the information he needs to know about the Antitherium. It appears he hasn't yet worked that detail out for himself either.
Yes, ma'am.
Now hook it, all of you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Feels good to be back in the air again.
That must have been very difficult for Omicron.
Difficult? Maybe. But I actually found it to be a bit satisfying.
Delta, we all just got put on notice. This is very serious.
Oh, I heard that. But I don't think it was all of us that got put on notice. No?
You think it was just Omicron?
Don't you? All that criticism was aimed at him. And frankly, I think he had it coming. Strutting around here all this pot snappery. I think it was a good shakeup that just might help things along.
You too, do you?
Oh, Omicron. We were just talking...
About me, I know. It's not that big a ship.
Too small for me right now. I'm turning in. Good morning, Sigma. Are we in Scotland yet?
Yes, we are almost at Edinburgh.
I know you can't see this right now, but there are men down there wearing dresses. I've seen some strange things before, but this?
Certainly. Compared to seeing a Roman emperor raised from the dead, a man in a kilt must be incredibly shocking.
I suppose it's all relative, isn't it? So do you know anything about this Dr. Bell that we were going to visit?
I only know that he is a doctor at the medical school here.
How's a doctor supposed to help us?
If Omicron thinks he can decipher the codes, then he is probably an extraordinary man. I look forward to meeting him.
Are you coming along?
Are you?
Well, I kind of figured I would.
I am glad you have come down.
Yeah, I was a little over the top last night.
I could hear you.
It's not that big a ship.
Delta, I am glad you are here.
Really? I just thought I irritated you.
Well, you do irritate me. A lot. But I think we are friends. And I hope that maybe...
Ah, there you two are. Are you ready to go down and meet Joe Bell?
Nothing better to do.
Look, Delta, about last evening...
Last night wasn't the problem, Omicron. Let's just get through this. We have a lot to do, and we don't need any more distractions.
As you wish. Gamma's got the rope line prepared. We're off to Edinburgh University.
I can't believe how cold it is here. This is March. Don't the Scots believe in spring?
This is spring in Scotland.
So it's always this cold? So why do the men wear...
Do not say it. We don't need any trouble with the locals.
Sorry. Kilts.
I don't pretend to understand it myself. The style had actually died out. Now it's back. Oh well.
Omicron, welcome. Come in.
Joe, good to see you as well.
You've aged. I thought that would never happen.
You don't miss a trick, do you?
That would be one way to say it. And your friends.
Yes, this is Sigma.
How do you do?
Very well, thank you.
Pleasure to meet you, sir.
Yes, let me shake your hand.
Certainly.
So I thought.
Excuse me?
Do you really like the new crossbow?
Excuse me, sir. How did you...
Oh, here we go.
Your new crossbow. What's it been, 4, 5 months now?
Sigma, you said you hadn't met him before.
I have not. I am as puzzled as you are.
Is this some kind of parlor trick?
Go ahead and explain it, Joe.
It's quite obvious, really.
How can it be obvious that I have a new crossbow?
First, the curvature of your shoulders is uneven. Typically, this is caused by a person who does a significant amount of shooting. Holding the stock up to your shoulder, head bent over. This activity creates a distinctive muscling pattern in the trapezius and the sternal head muscle.
Well, that doesn't explain how you knew it was a crossbow.
When I shook your hand, I made note of 3 important details. First, there are no signs of gunpowder burns or residue of any kind, but that could just mean frequently wearing gloves while shooting. But no, you have distinctive calluses on the middle and distal phalanges of both of your hands. This is consistent with the drawing back of a bowstring.
But how did you know he had a new bow?
The calluses are healing.
But his neck muscles are still tight.
Precisely. Well done.
Elementary, actually, once you understand how it is done.
Elementary indeed.
Yeah, real elementary. Now I see why we're here.
Yes, of course. But I also see, by the way your eyes look at each other, except when you're looking at each other, that there's a lot of tension between you, Omicron, and Delta. I can't read minds or predict the future, but this friction will be your undoing. Mark my words, you need to stow it.
You are quite perceptive, Joe Bell.
It's what I do. Now you have something you wish for me to analyze for you?
Just some documents, encoded.
I'm not a cryptographer, Omicron.
I know, but cryptography isn't working. Here's what we have. There's this sheet of text.
Which is obviously encoded. Hebern wrote a machine.
That was my guess.
No. Without knowing the person who encoded it, I won't be able to help you unlock the cipher key. Oh, but what's this?
Yes, this is the map.
Such heavy vellum. It's...
quite heavy, but the problem is...
it doesn't match any known coastline. Of course not.
Don't keep us in suspense. Time is of the essence.
Well, it's obvious. You've been looking at the map, but you haven't actually seen it. It's right here.
Right where?
Right here. You can't see it with the naked eye, but run your hands over it.
I feel it. The indent.
I see it. It runs all the way around the coastline. It's so faint.
You can see that? You have extraordinary vision. I'm envious.
Oh, it's, well, thank you.
So, what does it mean, this indent?
This map isn't meant to be read. It's meant to be traced. That's why it's so thick, so light cannot pass through the vellum.
But when you make a tracing...
and hold it up to the light.
I'm still playing catch-up here. What are you saying?
Oh, for God's sake, it's so simple. Give me some thin paper.
Here. I use it for tracing anatomical diagrams. Here's a pencil.
Now hold it up to the window.
And there it is. If I don't miss my guess...
do you recognize it?
That, Delta, is the coastline of Central California.
Do you think that is where they have taken the plans and the answer theorem?
It better be. It's the only lead we have.
That was amazing. I have good eyes, but I never thought to use them to notice details like that.
Dr. Bell was amazing. Can you imagine turning those abilities to solve crimes?
That would be incredible.
Ah, there you are, Sigma. What's our estimated arrival time in California?
It is a long journey. I estimate 11 days. We should be arriving sometime on March 25th.
Well, Sigma, now that we have a few minutes, we need to discuss what Emma said.
Yes.
Since I apparently cannot work this out for myself, I don't even know what to ask you.
As you are aware, I discovered antiserum while I was looking for a way to create a near vacuum inside the envelopes. I found a source of lift for the Peregrine that was greater than what could be achieved by filling the bag with hydrogen.
And antitherium does that. It repels matter, like a kind of reverse gravity.
Precisely. But I was not completely forthcoming with all of the potential effects.
Full stop. You are perfectly aware that I overruled your idea to use the internal combustion engine.
Because of the dangers of storing the fuel on the ship. And I had to completely redesign the ship. That is why I had to discover antiserum. It was the only way to get the steam boilers aloft and still have lifting capacity for the crew and cargo.
I know that. I was incredibly proud of you when you did that. I didn't want the internal combustion apparatus on board because of all the combustible gas that, you know, would have turned the ship into a flying bomb. Are you saying the antiserum is actually combustible?
No. Not at all. And as long as the Peregrine is flying, there is no risk using the antiserum.
Wait, you never gave me that caveat before. What are you saying, Sigma?
If antiserum is released high enough in the air, it simply floats upward and away into space.
I understood that. I suppose this is the question I should have figured out for myself, isn't it?
Yes, this is what Emma was referring to.
So what happens if the antiserum is released on the ground?
It repels everything around it, doesn't it, Sigma?
Correct.
And it becomes a bomb. How big of a bomb?
According to my calculations, a release of one particle of antiserum at ground level would have the explosive effect of no more than 1,000 tons of black powder.
And you say that like it's just a math problem.
So long as we do not land the Peregrine, that's all it is, a mathematical calculation.
And that's at ground level. What if it is below ground level?
I would need to know the depth, the composition of the surrounding rock.
Give me a rough figure.
In a normal rock enclosure, it would increase the explosive capacities geometrically every 92 feet below the surface.
So if you buried this deep enough in the ground...
Then one particle of antiserum could theoretically crack the planet in half. Or probably in many pieces, depending on the exact placement of the particle.
Break the planet into two pieces or many pieces. Those aren't very good options. No wonder you are comfortable landing the Peregrine.
Precisely. Omicron, I knew how you felt about the internal combustion engines. That is why I converted everything in my original designs over to steam. The weight was enormous for the boiler and the fuel. In order to make it work, I had to compensate.
Don't try to pin this on me, Sigma. You didn't disclose this to me, or I would have never proceeded with the project.
This project meant so much to you. I had hoped to tell you one day, but it just never seemed to be the right time.
Well, now Salazar has the plans, and all your notes, and 12 particles of antitherium. It won't take his engineers very long to figure out it's not just for lifting airships. He can hold the entire world hostage.
I am sorry, Omicron. This is my fault.
Well, that doesn't do us any good now. No more new projects. You don't do anything without my express approval. Do I make myself clear?
Omicron, you're being awfully hard on him.
No, he is right, Delta. I do not deserve his trust.
There's a lot of that going around these days. Omicron, I've heard just about enough out of you to sign on what goes and what doesn't on this ship.
We can't all have the luxury of being the last one to join the crew.
That has nothing to do with it, and you know it.
What is going on?
We heard shouting.
I got nothing to hide.
Just as well we all clear the air. So, Delta, what is this about? Leaving you behind?
Leaving us behind.
I am not a part of this, Delta.
Fine. I'll speak for myself.
Look, when I asked you to join this crew, you knew the risks. You knew that you could be called on at any time to sacrifice yourself for the group, for the mission, or for the organization.
And I accepted that risk.
Then what the devil is your problem?
I agreed to sacrifice myself if needs be. I did not sign up for you to decide to sacrifice me at your convenience.
My convenience? That's what you think happened.
You were afraid your precious ship was going to be stolen, and so you decided the Peregrine was more important than me and New.
I am still not a part of this, Delta.
Fine. Me. More important than me.
How can you be so stubborn, small-minded?
You know, if I could get off this ship right now, I would.
I can arrange that.
Shut up, Gamma!
Just trying to help.
Let's both take some time to collect ourselves and...
That's easy for you to say. You can just keep on going with your astrology and your alchemy. However the devil old you are, and just keep on living forever with that stone of yours. But I can't find myself thrown overboard because you suddenly decide the ship's too heavy.
Oh, that's preposterous.
Really? How do I know that, Omicron? Don't bother answering. I'm going to my quarters. I have a lot of thinking to do.
Ugh, I knew it would be a problem bringing him on board. That blasted American temper of his.
So you do want me to throw him overboard?
Oh, for God's sake, Gamma. If you didn't weigh 600 pounds, I'd throw you overboard myself right now.
Good. I only weigh 590 pounds. I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, Gamma, you know what I mean.
Yes, but it is often not what you say.
You are very old, Omicron. For people who have not known you long, you can be very difficult to understand.
Well, it seems pretty clear to me.
But you have several centuries of experience. He only has a few decades.
Oh, I suppose you may have a point. He's so competent that sometimes I forget how young he is.
Wait, does that mean you aren't going to try to throw me overboard now?
Shut up, Gamma. Let's all take a break. I think we need it. Good. Delta, you're here. We can get started. I hope you've gotten over your issues.
Not at all, but we have at least one more job to do, so I'm here now.
At least one, yes.
What did the last ethogram say?
Our operative on the ground says that there's been a lot of abnormal activity at an old mine just outside of Lone Pine. Men, equipment, moving in day and night for the last month or so.
It sounds like they're building a base.
A base where they can build more airships, perhaps.
Perhaps. There are a lot of natural resources, and they have access to the Pacific Ocean as well.
So what's the plan?
Well, it's Tuesday, so we're arriving right on schedule. What I think we should do is wait until dark.
Then we lay siege to their encampment? I like it.
No, Gamma, we don't lay siege to their encampment. There are too many men on hand, and the Antitherium is too volatile to have near a battle.
Do you think the documents and the Antitherium are in the same location?
I'm not counting on it. There is a main building that seems to be used for meetings and other such work. I'm betting the documents are there.
I can handle that.
I know you can, and you shall. But there's also a lot of movement near the entrance to the old mine. They may have built a laboratory or other facility underground.
Underground? That's as bad as it gets?
Well, we're guessing that they haven't yet figured out the destructive power of the Antitherium. They don't have a Sigma working for them.
It is actually quite elementary. A good engineer could figure it out.
And we know that they have an engineer who's good enough to build another airship?
You're both right. But sometimes we just have to hope that luck is on our side for a change.
That doesn't sound like the kind of plan that Emma would approve of.
Well, Emma's not here. I am. Does anybody else have a better idea?
Well, I thought sieging the encampment was a good idea.
Shut up, Gamma!
Well then, I'll take that as a no. New, you will infiltrate the main building, find the Peregrine plans, and then meet us back at the rendezvous point. Understood?
Perfectly, Omicron.
The rest of us are going down to retrieve the Antitherium canister. Hopefully, they haven't tried to open it yet. We get that, and then we're out. Sigma?
Yes?
Set the clockwork pilot to come back and retrieve us in 4 hours.
I am going with you?
Of course. We're going into a laboratory to retrieve the most destructive element ever discovered by a scientist. I want that scientist with me in case there's a problem.
Absolutely. I will make sure things are done right.
But is it safe to leave the Peregrine unmanned? They have their own airship now.
Well, if we don't succeed in retrieving the Peregrine plans and the Antitherium, the Peregrine itself won't matter anymore. Hopefully, in the dark, with this cloud cover, she'll stay hidden until she comes back for us.
Does that make sense?
Good. It's almost nightfall. Gamma, let's get the rope line ready. New, take my telescope. Do you see the main building there? The one with the peaked roof?
Yes, I see it. Two stories. One upstairs window, two ground floor windows. One door I can see. Many ways in. This will be no trouble, Omicron.
Good. Go. And for those of us who don't have your eyes, can you tell us where the mine entrance is, Delta?
I think so. There. To the left of the water tower. There are gas torches on either side of the entrance. And I don't see a door.
Interesting. After having the map stolen, you'd think they would have fortified the place a bit more.
Maybe this is some of that luck you were hoping for.
It still doesn't feel right. Gamma, Sigma, ready?
Yes, Omicron.
J'avoue.
What about me?
All of us are going to move up closer, but I want you to stay outside and provide cover fire from your crossbow. You'll do more good attacking their forces from behind in case we get pinned in that tunnel.
Makes sense. I'd just rather go with you. I got a bad feeling about this.
Do not worry, Delta. I'll take care of anything up close. You have my word.
All right, Gamma. I trust you. Be careful, Sigma.
You be careful too, Delta.
Good. Keep it to a whisper now. We're going in.
I got a line of sight on the main building and the mine entrance. These rocks will give me cover.
Good. Stay low. Still. No guards. Hopefully we can get in and out without raising the alarm. Whistle if you need help.
Got it. Good luck.
Gamma, do you hear anything?
Nothing. Just heartbeats. Like they're all sleeping. Not a word. No footsteps. Nothing. This could be very easy.
Sigma, Gamma, let's get inside.
Look, Omicron, they have electric lighting. This is amazing. They have figured out how to create a better vacuum in the bulbs.
That's nice. We're not here for their secrets. We're here for ours.
Of course. I'm sorry.
Let's keep going. It looks like there's another doorway up ahead.
Look, it opens up into a...
It's a laboratory.
There. There it is. The anti-serum canister.
Quick, Gamma, grab it.
No, wait. It's connected. They have been trying to siphon off some of their particles. This is incredibly dangerous.
How do we get it out of here?
I need a minute to understand the mechanism. I must reverse the pressure just right, or it could...
I know what it can do. And we're a good 30 or 40 feet underground.
Just let me work.
Omicron? Bad news. I hear.
Gunfire. Blast. I knew we weren't that lucky. It was a trap.
And Delta's...
whistling for help. We're on our way, but...
Omicron, you two go. I have this. I can carry the canister, but I need more time. You are not doing any good here.
You're right. Do your best, Sigma.
I always try. Why are you still here? Go!
Omicron! There are a lot of them. Nu is trapped.
Delta!
There you are. About 40 of them just appeared out of every nook and cranny in the valley. I've taken out a dozen or so, but they've been converging on the main building.
We need to rescue Nu.
Where's Sigma?
There's no one in the mine. She's preparing the canister and will meet us in the rendezvous point.
I don't like it. I should go after her.
No. Nu is under siege. She needs our help. Delta?
What?
It's not her time. Trust me. I know these things.
Fine. Let's get Nu out of there.
Gamma, see those timbers over there?
One step ahead of you, Omicron.
That should get their attention.
Omicron, you have a visitor.
Salazar.
Omicron, I know you're out there.
Delta, Gamma, you get Nu out of that building and then we'll meet back up. Understand?
We're on our way.
Omicron, I've been planning this day ever since you left me to rot in the jungle.
Apparently, I underestimated you. That won't happen again.
You won't have another chance.
Where is she, Gamma? I've only got about 20 shots left.
I can hear her on the second floor. We can't fight our way into the building and up the stairs.
I got an idea.
What?
Throw me.
What?
Just throw me through the upstairs window. No time to discuss. Just do it.
Okay.
I'm insulted. Y'all started with that.
Delta, we have to get this man out of here.
Oh, for goodness sake, Nu. You were supposed to get the plane, not make friends.
He's a prisoner. I was helping him escape when we got trapped up here.
Fine. Bring him along.
You're out of practice, Omicron.
Sorry, I've had more important things on my mind.
Well, I've been doing my research on you.
And?
I know your secret, Omicron.
Which secret is that?
I know your true identity.
Oh, really? Then who am I?
It's obvious. The alchemy. The Philosopher's Stone. Who else could you be but Nicholas Flamel?
Oh, that's impossible.
Because Nicholas Flamel is 400 years old?
No, because Nicholas was French.
Come on, Nu, we gotta get out of here.
All of us.
Then let's go. Through the window. Gamma, get ready to catch.
What? No!
Off you go.
Hello.
I'm right behind him, Gams.
Got you.
Ninjas don't need to be caught.
Let's head back towards Omicron, and then we'll all go get Sigma. Come on.
What about me?
Yeah, and you can come too.
Well, you've had a long time to change your accent.
Oh, it's not as easy as you think. In fact, why the devil am I even talking about this with you? It's time I just put an end to your...
Another day, Omicron.
Omicron, what's happening?
It's the mine.
It's the antitherium.
It's an earthquake.
Sigma is in there.
Get down. Oh my god.
Sigma!
Delta, no, get down.
Sigma. We've got to find... It's too late.
Omicron, we must get out of here.
Oh, we shouldn't have left her in there. We shouldn't have left her alone. No. We have to get back to the ship. There's nothing but a crater.
The explosion must have triggered some kind of earthquake. It's not stopping.
We must go.
I just can't believe it. She can't be gone. She just can't. It's not her time. I'm sure of it.
We must hurry. We don't know what might happen next.
She's right. The ground here is extremely unstable.
Who are you?
We'll explain later, Omicron. We have to go.
We need to get to the ship. Make sure no one else gets there before us.
Do you have the plans?
Yes.
Good job, New. Let's go. Try not to get hurt. All of you. We've lost enough tonight.
The Omega Contingent was brought to you by Adventure Theater and Aethertopia, the nomadic city of makers. Find out more at adventuretheater.net.